Well, after a day of fluctuations, the U.S. stocks have ended in the green with the Dow Jones Industrial Average, rising a seventh day for its longest run of gains since October. Joining us now to discuss markets is Colt Smead. He's a managing director and portfolio manager at Smead Capital Management, and he joins us from Seattle. Cole, starting out the day here, one has to ask, are we past the hump? Is volatility a thing of the past?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of great that the uncertainty of the year began right in the middle of a political cycle like we got where, you know, on the Republican side, it's who's going to be leading the pack, and there's kind of all the questions around the front runner Trump. You had that with banks and energy correcting pretty strongly, down 30% in the case of financials to start the year, at a time when there's more uncertainty about what the Fed's going to do over the next, say, 12 months than it's been true for, say, the last 24. And so, you know, as equity investors like we are, we like to sit and own businesses, so this doesn't cause us much stir, but it doesn't mean the average equity investor has been pretty scared by what's happened in the last, call it, 60 to 90 days.
Yeah, the VIX is down pretty low. All this M&A activity of late here, Cole, that is lifting sentiment as well. And we're not seeing a lot of give back from a month-long rally. So stay long for the moment?
Well, you know, the M&A has been going on via share buybacks, and there's been a lot of people talking. You know, I was watching your guys' program earlier, and they were talking about the buyback activity. Here's what's more surprising to us is, you know, Devon Energy, for example, about 3 to 4 weeks ago did a secondary offering to shore up their balance sheet via equity. And what bothers us is they went to raise 54 million shares, and they instead were oversubscribed for 69 million shares. Why are equity investors in U.S. equities that have just been punished in energy stocks the last 3 to 5 years coming right back to the table to be interested in those? At the same time, you know, as I mentioned, the declines in financials have taken place, and the insiders at financial institutions have been more active in buying their stock to start this year than they have in 4 years. So why is there such disparities? At the same time, it kind of creates the opportunity for what investors should be involved in and probably what they shouldn't.
Cole, you were talking about the Fed, and one would think that, you know, a lot of this activity, you know, comes on the back of the Fed scaling back its projection on rate hikes. That said, there are three Fed presidents that have come out saying that maybe a rate hike will be likely in the next meeting. Is this going to change the equation if that happens?
The timing of this, we often get questions on that. We'll be honest, Renita, we're not that smart. In other words, what are rates going to be at in 10 years? That's what we can figure out, and kind of the timing of how that breaks out is tough. So let me say this. Would it be shocking to see by year end that the strength of the U.S. economy surprises investors? And really what's missing in this whole discussion the last 5 years.
Okay, hold that thought, Cole. We'll be back to talk more about markets and the Fed. That's Cole Smead, Managing Director at Smead Capital Management, joining us on First Word Asia.